Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is Monday, the 13th day of February 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, Ed Asner has been involved producing a new film that basically puts 9/11 on trial, the official story, and he is going to be joining us in the third hour today, and we'll also take some calls. For Ed. I don't agree with Ed's politics when it comes to socialism and things, because I know that it never works, and I know the ultra-rich actually promote socialism as a way to consolidate power, but he is a well-meaning individual who I think is very honorable. You know, even if I don't agree with a right-winger or a left-winger or a libertarian on a specific issue, a lot of it is where their heart is coming from. And the fact that they have, you know, the courage of their conviction. Real corruption, real evil is consciously knowing how the world works and basically playing it off against the general population. And so we'll be talking to Ed Asner coming up about this 9/11 film that is being produced and 9/11 10 plus years later. In the meantime today, we are going to have open phones after I cover some of the news. And obviously the news is just off the charts wild. I meant yesterday to get some into Whitney Houston because it ties into the statistics on drug overdose, a prescription drug overdose, and how many times more dangerous it is compared to illegal drugs, which I don't support or promote either. It's just that the illegal drugs are kept illegal because they're clandestine, because they're non-pharmacological and are grown, and the big pharma cannot create a monopoly on them. And so big pharma, through banking subsidiaries, would rather simply also control the illegal, naturally occurring drugs so they can keep the price up. So we'll be covering some of that. Also, the Denver Post has got an article out demonizing Sheriff Richard Mack's movement, meeting with over 100 sheriffs a few weeks ago that we've covered and talked about, educating them about the 10th Amendment states' rights movement. That ties in with the New York Times freaking out over people waking up to Agenda 21 all over the United States and worldwide. Humanity is really waking up, and that's very, very exciting. Obama has rolled out his new budget, and we have big developments on the Syria and Iran front. I'm going to cover that first when we come back. And Ron Paul has come out and is challenging Maine and saying there's serious anomalies. So good job to Ron Paul on that front. And the New York Times has the headline, Could Ron Paul Still Win Maine? Here's the Infowars.com article and PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson. Paul campaign points to anomalies in Romney-Wayne Maine victory. Slams mainstream media, suggest Romney may have had a hand in canceling key county caucuses because of snow and things. And a CPAC boss says Jeb Bush may be nominee at brokered convention. So that's just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. Also, the Daily Caller, by the way, even though he's called me names and he thought that Adam Kokesh worked for me up there when they were in New Hampshire primaries. I want to go ahead and get Tucker Carlson on. So I think the Daily Caller is doing some good work. I know the former editor of it works for Rand Paul as his communications director. So I want to get Tucker on for a friendly, not debate about 9/11 truth, but about other issues. So let's try to get Mr. Bowtie on. I guess he doesn't wear those anymore. But because I like what the Daily Caller's doing. This is up at Infowars.com, but Daily Caller broke it. Investigation, Media Matters, conspires with White House to influence news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday, the 13th day of February, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, the coroner is now confirming she died from prescription drugs, Whitney Houston. She did not die from going underwater in the bathtub. She did not drown. And she did not die from illegal drugs. She died from legal prescription drugs, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like Elvis, and just like countless other millions of people. Conservatively, over 150,000 people die a year just from prescription drugs that are based in opiates. And then, of course, you've got well over 100,000 other deaths on top of that. Some years it's 300,000+ total, where people die from different types of drug interaction. Paul Watson has an article up at InfoWars.com with the headline that the establishment media is hiding the fact that Whitney Houston died from prescription drugs. Just like it's always buried in the news that every single school shooter we've seen, it always comes out later in the trials or the investigation, but never in the first week, that all of them that I've ever seen have been on Ritalin, Prozac, or mixtures of them. And I shot a video yesterday morning when it came out that the police reported there was a whole bunch of prescription drugs, including Xanax, that she was mixing. I shot a video that's gone viral, the secret of Whitney Houston's death discovered. And the reason I'm beginning the broadcast with this today is because we can save lives. We can grab victory from the jaws of defeat with her tragic death. She was an unrivaled talent. I personally have never really been into that genre of music, but I actually did like her songs, the ones that she did in the 80s and early 90s before she became addicted to a cocktail of different illegal and legal drugs and alcohol and destroyed herself with her boyfriend. But we need to point out that there's never been one death from marijuana. You can pull that up. The government admits that. I don't smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before. I've experimented. I don't particularly like it. So I'm not saying decriminalize marijuana because I'm a pothead. I actually know a lot of folks that have had their motivation destroyed by marijuana. Some people that are already aggressive and type A personalities have been empowered by marijuana. They say it helps them not become angry. It helps take the edge off. They kind of self-medicate like some people do with a glass of wine. I think that's fine. For a lot of people, it does turn people into zombies. I've seen marijuana take people that were just moderate students, not too aggressive, not too ambitious, but had futures. And I've seen it destroy them, turn them into zombies. And the whole marijuana worship crowd's going to get mad at me there. Look, I'm for decriminalization. It has thousands of known medical uses. It's a magic herb given to us by God. I'm for total decriminalization. But I'm not going to sit there and say it isn't a double-edged sword. Now, that said, cops pull me over and ask if there's drugs in my car. I use no illegal drugs. And the only legal drugs I use now are caffeine and I guess I take Rebound, and it's got some ginseng in it. And occasionally I do have a glass of red wine still if I'm eating a big juicy steak or out having Italian food. But I'm on a diet, so I'm not out eating that very often. The point is that they put out chemicals into the society, legal and illegal, that they know the human body wants, and different types of people are predisposed chemically towards liking different types of drugs. And when you use it, they arrest you and take you to a prison. And has it cut back on drug use? No, we have the highest per capita. Look it up. We're the most obese, the most unhealthy, the most dumbed down. And we use more drugs than any other country, not just per capita, but period. I've seen the graphs. Some graphs have the United States using over one third of illegal drugs. In fact, just type in, U.S. uses most illegal drugs in the world. U.S. drinks more alcohol. Yeah, there it is. U.S. leads the world in illegal drug use, CBS News. We also lead the world in alcohol. We lead the world in cancer, diabetes, neurological disorders, in divorce. We are a cursed, blighted nation. We've come from being the greatest nation with the highest IQ, the highest test scores, the most inventions, the most wealth, the most free, the most aggressive, to the most pathetic. I'm not saying all this because, oh, look, America's bad. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, look at this. Let's clean ourselves up. Again, there was prohibition in the 1920s for 9 years, and alcohol use more than tripled. Alcohol poisoning, some statistics are 5 times higher than it was. Crime exploded in some areas more than 20 times. Go look it up. You can just type in whatever I say, and you'll get government documents, congressional studies, news. Crime exploded during Prohibition. In fact, guys, you just showed them CBS. Type in crime exploded during Prohibition. Everybody knows that, but you know what? Let's document everything we say to a neurotic new level here. So, crime explodes. The police before, who were just corrupt running the gambling and the prostitution, now they could get huge profits off of alcohol. Now, the Christians figured out they'd been conned and manipulated into pushing for prohibition when the crime rate exploded and it became so cool to be drunk constantly. And speakeasies, there were more bars than ever. And the big alcohol producers just used it to shut down all their competition. And we went from thousands of breweries to just, you know, less than 10 after prohibition with all the regulations that came in. Within 1 year of prohibition ending, they decriminalized speed variants, opiate variants, synthetic opiates, raw opiates, heroin, marijuana, and dozens of other drugs. And what the cops do? They're like, we got to have a business. And the mobsters that control the police, that's the Kennedys, that's the Jewish mob, the Italian mob, the WASP mob, the Bushes were all involved. I had family that was Dixie Mafia involved, running all the major liquor operations, large portions of it in Houston. Some of the most wealthy families in Austin ran the liquor for Al Capone as well. People like the Steiners. I mean, this is what goes on. This is how America ran during Prohibition. And when Prohibition ended, they said, we got to have something new. Cocaine, heroin, you name it. And then they had movies actually come out and show the drugs being used and show it being cool in the movies and the hippest thing. And then by it being illegal, low-level dealers could have nice houses, nice cars, prostitutes. It was seen as cool. And so everybody adopted it. So, yeah, there it is. The not-so-roaring 20s, New York Times, and it goes into the exploding crime rate right there. At first glance, if you blow that up, I can read it. It's New York Times, who knows if it's true. The numbers do seem to support the conventional wisdom. According to census mortality statistics, the national homicide rate jumped 40% under Prohibition. After it was repealed in 33, murder rates plummeted. It's only natural to concede that criminalizing the market for alcohol caused a huge increase in crime. And then they go on and whitewash it and go, let's just keep drugs illegal. Never mind those numbers. All right, I'm already digressing, and I've got just all this other news to cover. See, here's my frustration. I've just given you part of what happened with Prohibition. I've only given you a small portion of the news and the information concerning that. I could go into, on record, British intelligence couldn't take over China, but China made one mistake. China, what, 300 years ago or so, you can look up the dates, right around 300 years ago, made opium illegal, punishable by death. Uh-oh, you did it. Giant black market. There had always been opium addicts in China, with it coming in out of Afghanistan and Indochina. And within just a space of 70-plus years, they first took over the port towns and the police. The British intel did, and within 70-plus years, the entire country, they broke it in what? First 6 parts, then 9 parts, finally more than 12 parts, and they had the French zone, the U.S. zone, the Dutch zone, the German zone, the British controlled all the ports, and they ran the whole country and put warlords in charge and brought all the drugs in and addicted the country. And they went, wow, this works really good. And that was the impetus for in the 30s saying, let's do to Europe and to the United States what we did to China. We'll make it illegal. We'll corrupt the police. We'll take over the entire society. And what's it done? Last time I saw numbers, since the mid-1970s, by 2005, the last time I saw numbers from the Justice Department and the DEA, there's triple the cocaine use and triple the heroin use. And actually, I've seen numbers. The heroin's increased since the CIA got that really bumper crop. Now 92% of world heroin supply out of opium out of Afghanistan. And they got the troops growing that smack and bringing it in as fast as they can. And having them on the news growing it, of course, because the slaves are busy watching football. And since the troops don't like growing the opium, we'll just put them on the news doing it. And then the troops are going to a psyop and think, well, it must be okay. We're on the news as heroes for growing the opium. And so we have giant prisons, 6 million in prison, biggest in the world, drug abuse skyrocketing, your daughters selling themselves to raise the money to pay the government and big banks for the heroin and the cocaine, while the schools put your kids on synthetic speed and Prozac, a hallucinogenic mind control drug.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Criminal mafia. But it's a mafia that hired a bunch of scientists to create a scientific control grid. Look at this news. This is out of the Daily Mail today. Notice that 10 years ago, you never heard people talking about eugenics. Now you see it in the news almost every day. We're forcing it out there. And as people begin to get knowledge of it, they discover the entire system is based on it. Yale University's plan to create an intellectually superior race of children to depopulate and repopulate Britain after World War II. Yale University only offered children of Oxford and Cambridge University staff an evacuation of the U.S. during nuclear war with Russia. One evacuee had raised questions about the experience, asking, did they want to save the gene pool? Yale's president, James Angel, was a, quote, fanatic eugenicist in the worst meaning of the word. And again, every major university that we've looked into randomly, the biology department head, the psychology department heads, they are always, I've randomly checked universities, Yale, Harvard, UT, they're always writing papers about reducing population and eugenics. And again, my dad, top of his class, already at UT in high school, part of a summer program. They test 160 of the smartest kids in Texas, take the top six, bring them into a room and tell them, you know, basically, you're going to be part of the future elite. We're establishing a eugenics world government. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to go after certain groups. We're going after everybody. And my dad was like, no, thank you. He was called in by the head of the botany department. And he was nothing special. This is standard. And most people get called in or told, you're the elite, you're the best, you're going to be part of this. They're like, oh, yes. And boom, that happened to Bill Gates. It happened to all these people. That's why Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, George Soros meet at Rockefeller University, according to ABC News, to discuss global government and how they reduce population. And then I covered it on the Sunday show. Me and Aaron were talking about it, how the British royalty won't take vaccines, eat only organic, and have organic food flown around the world with them, how the German government only eats organic and won't take vaccines, all in the news, but just hidden here and there, how the Chinese government has secret gardens and tries to keep it secret that they eat only filtered non-fluoride water and don't take vaccines and eat only organic because they know it's designed to sterilize them. I mean, this is all in the news. We're just aware of it and pull together like 10 mainstream articles and show you where it's admitted. So you got Bill Gates openly saying he loves you, please take a shot because he cares about you, but then in a speech to a bunch of technocrats laughing and saying we got to give the population shots so we get the human population down, and everyone starts laughing and clapping, and it cuts to all the chicken neck trendies who are all top of their class too, clapping, getting off on the power. Dr. Pianca, Texas Academy of Sciences, projects red skulls on the wall. This was in major Texas papers 5 years ago. It's in my film Endgame. Remember this. And says he said his family's going to have to die, but world government's what's needed, and we've got to have at least 90% die. And a standing ovation with people crying. All the top scientists in Texas, they're at the meeting crying. Papers reporting in rapture as he says, prepare to kill 90%. Oh, yes. Oh, crying. Oh, I'm such a control freak. I've got such power. I hate everybody. No, they told me when I was in high school I was the smartest. We're part of this little sick mutual worship society. And Bianca's like, I know my family will have to die too. I'm sad, but it has to be. It's going to happen soon. We're all going to die. It's beautiful. I mean, this is the type of wild craziness that you and I and all of us are facing. And you can go look up everything I'm saying. These people are beyond nuts. And it goes on to say that Yale, of course, working for the U.S. government, was obsessed with the genetic bloodlines of the British upper class. So was Hitler. He believed the British were even more Aryan than the Germans because the Germans have been overrun by other groups. And so that's why Hitler at first wouldn't bomb cities. He'd only bomb bases. So the Brits, in a psychological warfare op that's been declassified, did a midnight raid early on into Berlin bombing city so Hitler would throw a fit, their psychological warfare chiefs properly predicted, to then start bombing the population instead of military bases, because if he'd have kept bombing the bases, he would have won. Side issue, though. I'm going to tell you about mobile sterilization vans coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. And, of course, I come back every evening, or other members of the InfoWars team do, at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain for InfoWars Nightly News. That, in many respects, is even more powerful than the radio transmission. All right, I've already covered some news. I'm going to get into the body of the news now as quickly as possible and then go to your phone calls ahead of Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, and, of course, award-winning actor in his own right, joining us to talk about interesting film he's working on concerning 9/11 truth. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'll get into 1984, not the book, the year 1984. World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. You see, once you've been bankrupted, once they've destroyed the economy and they can say you're not self-sufficient, they're going to deem you to not be able to take care of yourself, and they're going to sterilize you and take your children. This is already beginning. Oh, you want to go to university? You must take the meningitis shot, which has been linked to deaths and doesn't even protect you. There was only 20-something cases in the state of Texas last year. But Rick Perry says it's the law. You've got to take it to get into university. And then he blocks people entering the university. Kind of like he lied and said it was the law to take the Gardasil shot, and that couldn't hold up in court. What a slimy criminal. And all their blood's on your hands, Perry, you little nobody. I know you're blackmailed, but you're just a piece of trash. All right, before I get back into that, I want to tell you about a new book we're carrying. Weldon bought this at the bookstore and read it and said it was really good. And I know that I'd read one of his other fiction books, but it paralleled reality. Even had some patriot leaders in it, like Mark Kornke, when he wrote an earlier book. But now it's a New York Times bestseller. We're going to get him on later in the week, and we have it at InfoWars.com. It's good to give friends and family concerning the type of collapse that could happen. And it's titled Survivors, a Novel on the Coming Collapse. John Wesley Rawls, just an amazing patriot writer. In an America that has succumbed to complete financial governmental collapse, a handful of determined survivors must make their way to safety. The globalists plan a controlled collapse and allowing some anarchy, so we then beg for the military on the streets. But point is, you can get these books at InfoWars.com. We also have it in stock, but we're almost sold out. We're going to have to reprint Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. It had been basically out of print. It was selling for $300 a piece. Well, we made sure it got back into print and helped the fellow that owns the publishing rights, the author, print a bunch. And it's going a lot quicker than I thought it would, and your purchase supports Fritz and also our operation, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available at InfoWars.com. And speaking of InfoWars Nightly News, we're still running that 15-day free trial to get all my films in super high quality, expanded extras, 9 years of material. It'll be in April. The Nightly News, the expanded commercial-free video and audio podcast. It's all there and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you win, because when you become a member, it funds our operation. And we let folks with their username and passcode, whatever you choose, have six people logged in at one time with the same username and passcode. So you basically get six memberships, 15 cents a day, for the price of one. And we're running in the month of February a friendship special. Love, friendship, all the same thing. Give the gift of truth. We've got a huge discount on the yearly membership there right now as well, and we will end that special when this month ends. We kind of extended the December, January special into February. So give the gift of truth in February. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com is the URL as well. It'll get you right there to the site. Okay, so the Daily Mail is reporting that British children during World War II, and then afterwards when there was a threat of nuclear war, were offered to come to the United States, but only if they were of a superior genetic bloodline. And it goes on to say the eugenics movement at Yale University may have extended the invitation because they plan to repopulate a devastated Britain with a race of intellectually superior children. And, of course, that's what they were doing. It goes on to say, was Yale hoping to save the offspring of the British academic elite, protecting those 125 children because it saw them as future leadership class, especially deserving of preservation, as Jonathan Freeland in the Sunday Telegraph? As the threat of the invasion loomed and the terror of the Nazi bombs continued, Yale University sent a letter to both Oxford and Cambridge universities offering children of their fellows and others evacuation refuge in the U.S., calling itself the Yale Community Receiving Oxford and Cambridge University Children. 125 Oxford children and 35 mothers took up the offer, boarding the SS Antonia from Liverpool to New Haven, Connecticut in 1940. And it goes on to break down the head of the university was a top eugenicist. And that was basically why they were doing it. Well, absolutely. Look, when my dad was called in because he was one of the highest test scorers in Texas to the University of Texas as a junior at the time in high school, And after they'd done the testing and called him aside, they said, look, we need you to be part of the future elite. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to kill certain groups. We need to carry out a global government for eugenics, basically to save humanity. And my dad said to the head of the botany department, well, you're Jewish. Well, I mean, eugenics. You know, and you're like, Hitler bad, but eugenics good. So you have to understand, this is across the board. This is what the elites see, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Russian, whether they're Mexican. I mean, the eugenics movement was huge in Mexico up until the 1940s. And this is what's happening. And this is what your whole world is based on. And the disgust for humanity. And instead of trying to lift up humanity, these people have just written everyone off and try to create a self-fulfilling prophecy where they just try to dumb down the population so they can be more orderly, controlled, and herded and conditioned towards more expansive exterminations in the future. And that's how they could get U.S. scientists to inject poor white people, black people, with radiation, radioactive particles, radiate foster children to death who were deformed or even had mild retardation, inject black men with syphilis over 45 years and keep it secret and watch them spread it in the black population, release bioweapons in 1968 in the New York subway. All of this has been declassified. And people are like, oh, the government wouldn't kill us on 9/11 or fund groups and let them attack. No, they just took 4,000 plus U.S. foster children in the 1940s alone and put them in chambers and radiated them to death. And I called Paul Watson about this morning. I said, have you seen this Daily Mail and Sunday Times article that originally broke it about the eugenicist and wanting to save the supreme genetics of the British elite of academia? Because that's what Wedgwood, Huxley, Darwin, Galton, all of them intermarried to try to create the supermen. That's what Huxley was. He wrote a book about it in 1932, 1933, Brave New World. And later in the 60s said, this is the real world we're trying to set up. This is not fiction. This is what we want to build. You can go listen to his Berkeley speech. When he knew he was dying, he went ahead and spilt the beans. But he said, even though I'm telling you this, you probably won't be able to stop us, and began laughing at them. It was not Huxley having a heart and warning people. At that very time, his brother ran UNESCO and Agenda 21 UN system at the United Nations. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. So my point here is that this is the global government. This is what they're establishing. This is the system they're setting up. Okay. Now, here's a new one at Infowars.com by a great writer who does just amazing digging on the site. 1984 World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. Fittingly, it's the year 1984. And it says sterilization vans and camps to facilitate the sterilization policies of the Third World. And this was carried out in Peru and other areas. The report also threatens nations who are slow implementing the bank's population policies with drastic steps less compatible with individual choice and freedom. And there's another report out of tens of thousands per year in Latin America dying. And they say it's a mystery illness why their kidneys are failing. No, there's been documentaries put out about the families that live and work next to the soybean fields and others that have the Roundup sprayed, and the Roundup's going into their drinking water and killing them deader than a hammer. It's not a mystery. I mean, the New York Times 2 months ago came out and said, well, yeah, World Bank groups are exterminating blacks to get them off the property to create a carbon sink for this African country, to comply. And they're like, well, it's for the earth. I mean, you know, burning down villages and shooting little kids. I mean, maybe it's needed. And I saw articles out of Honduras where they're going in and killing the people and herding them up into the compact cities. That's what smart growth is. You're going off your land. You're going into a mega city where you can be billy clubbed and microwave gunned and sound cannoned and so horses can ride over the top of you, and so you can be face scanned and license plate read, and so you can have Ritalin and Prozac crammed down your throat and drink fluoride water. The report, literally saturated with dehumanizing proposals, is devoted entirely to the World Bank's long-term strategic strategies in regards to population control and does not shy away from proposing the most draconian methods in order to depopulate the planet. Male and female sterilization IUDs can be made more rapidly available through mobile facilities such as sterilization vans in Thailand. They already had those. And periodic camps such as the vasectomy and tubectomy camps in India, which they set up. And IUD safaris in Indonesia. That's where they just ride in and round you up. They come in and give women in Indonesia, came out just last year, these shots. And they all have, they literally throw nets on them, taser them, grab them, and go, here's your shot for tetanus. And they have miscarriage the next day. They're like, ah. That's how you black op them. And I've got it. It just goes on and on here. And again, that's what's so incredible about all this, is that it's all public. It's all going on right in front of everyone. IMF, World Bank, Rockefeller documents, hundreds and hundreds. We publish them. We link to them on a daily basis. And the New York Times comes out and says we're evil and conspiracy theorists because we know how to read what they're doing. Oh, here they are implementing it. You saw California pass a law where they're going to shoot your 12-year-olds up. With Gardasil shots that have been known to kill people, but also have abortions without telling you and give you other vaccines. In England, they've gone one step further. This is out of the London Telegraph. Girls 13 given contraceptive implants at school. Girls as young as 13 have been fitted with contraceptive implants at school without their parents knowing. And they're ordered to sign a decree that they'll be criminally charged if they tell their parents. Yeah, I saw articles last year where all over the country they had third graders they chose. And they taught them, don't trust your parents. About a year ago, they came out and said to them, we're going to put you all in a biometric database, but don't tell mommy and daddy. We're going to play James Bond. You're now spies, and you're not going to let mommy and daddy know that we're face scanning and retina scanning and thumbprinting and handprinting you. And then when the parents came out and they caught them, the police came around. This is in the news and threatened the parents and said, national security. They take your blood at birth. They put stuff in your water. They play God. They whoa. Let me continue with the article. But it has caused a backlash from parents who weren't aware that their daughters had been fitted with the 4CM device, which sits under the skin and has been linked to not just destroying fertility permanently, I would add, but also killing women's sexual desire. It is currently unknown exactly how many youngsters have taken part in the scheme. And it goes on in the article that they have the children sign a pledge they won't tell their parents and tell them they'll go to jail. That's like a child molester. When they rape a child, they tell them, now you'll go to jail or you'll get in trouble or I'll kill your puppy. Of course, there is no law saying that. But they say it's a confidentiality medical. It's their medical privacy. So it's medical privacy law, which they're lying. They're just saying it's a law. And then not letting the children tell their parents they're fraud. Here it is. Parents say they've been forced to inspect their child's arm for any sign of the implant. And it goes on here. Let me find the part in the article. They tell them that they don't have to face the embarrassment of going to see the doctor, and it's all confidential, so their mom doesn't need to know a thing. They say the school had also gone ahead with counseling the family doctor. I'm trying to find the part. There's a part in here where they, or maybe that BBC article, Jacobson showed this to me last night when I was up here working. Where they tell them, don't tell your parents, it's medical privacy. You'll go to jail if you do. I mean, it is just so mind-blowing. I just read to you where Yale was run by a eugenicist obsessed with saving the British bloodline. Hitler was as well. I just read to you with direct link to the 1984 development report of the World Bank. In fact, guys, pull this up if you can and click on that first link so we can show it to people. I mean, again, I know this information. You know it. I've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents from the 60s about sterilants and vaccines. They've been caught doing it. They've been caught meeting a few years ago for depopulation. And now, because you're waking up to vaccines, Perry actually did get a law passed. It isn't just an executive order saying if you want to go to college, you got to take whatever vaccines they say. It sets the precedent for just hundreds of these things to be pushed on you. Well, you know what? Can the government pass a law that I've got to sacrifice my firstborn child on top of an altar at a pyramid? Because it was the law in the Aztec kingdom. It was the law in most other cultures. Now, there's the document. Good job. It was the law. The law of the king, the law of the priest, the Druids, to exercise authority, would routinely demand the children of noblemen. They would get them drunk on mead and a mixture of other chemicals. What's the thing you hold over somebody's head to where they've got to kiss you? In the old mistletoe, yeah. Mistletoe and honey liquor, and they'd, because the royalty got to be drunk before they killed them, and then they'd hold them and bash their brains out and then slit their throat, or they would put you in a big wicker burning man. Oh, yeah, that's how they did it, and burn you up in it, or throw you into a bone fire, where we get the term bonfire. All the Germanic tribes, 24/7 human sacrificing. Again, well, I'm not going to follow your law. You say I got to sacrifice my kids' brains, injecting them with poison? Come and try to get them.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back live. We're going to start the second hour here in a few minutes and go to your calls interspersed with news on Ron Paul saying, yeah, looks like there's fraud in Maine. Good job, Paul. Because I know he's wanted to look like a, you know, fair loser or somebody, you know, who's real positive and above the fray. But when there's fraud, there's fraud. Also, we've got huge developments on the Iran front. I will get to that. But Aaron Dykes just ran in here without even looking today. This is what he ran into. And now he's doing another search on the term. Undoubtedly, whenever they do something like this, it's a talking point, so you'll see it everywhere. And sure enough, I was looking during the break and did find some more examples of it. Here is the Detroit News. Detroit Free Press. Unbelievable. Michigan is breeding poverty. Now listen to this. Since the national attention is on birth control, here's my idea. If we want to fight poverty, reduce violent crime, and bring down our embarrassing dropout rate, we should swap contraceptives for fluoride in Michigan's drinking water. Hey, Bubba. Sodium fluoride is a contraceptive, and it attacks every organ in the body and gives you a sevenfold increase in cancer. They're also proposing in other news outlets putting lithium in the water and statins. Again, why not? They're already forced drugging us, and when you go get your city to vote to take the fluoride toxic waste out, states like New Jersey and Arkansas just passed laws saying it must be in there. Really? Well, can you pass a law saying Hitler can throw Jews into pits and shoot them, or Stalin can throw Ukrainians into pits and shoot them? No. You can pass laws all day. I say they're null and void. I say you're a fraud. I say what the Aztecs did was a fraud. Now, I may have been a crazy man 1,000 years ago if I was teleported back to Chichen Itza in southern Mexico and the Yucatan, and I could speak Mayan, and I said, hey, don't cut those children's hearts out today when the sun comes up. The sun's a ball of gas. It's not a god. You don't need to kill your people. And of course, the priests made their money off selling the meat in the square. They'd be like, hey, we're making tax money off this. This is our main meat product. Shut up. See, I'm the crazy man to the Aztecs. Just like if I was in Nazi Germany in 1940 and said, don't arrest all these people and put them in camps, I'm the crazy bad man. And see, I happen to know they're already poisoning our water. And I'm, again, the crazy bad men, because in a land run by psychos, people who aren't psychos are the bad men. And again, the dumbed down who are already brain damaged from this, they're not going to listen to me. They're going to laugh. Oh, they're not doing this to us. I'm speaking to those that are intelligent enough to avoid this. Now, they're moving to make it the law to take shots. And now it's the point of, I'm going to defend myself and my family. You're not going to assault me with that chemical / bioweapon. And again, you shouldn't go to the University of Texas because they've done this. My mother went there. My dad went there. My grandfather went there. You can't go to UT. You can't go to Texas universities now because they're going to try to make you take all these shots. You can't join the military because they do it. They've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses. I'm not debating the science of inoculation, even though it's linked to increased cancer and shutting down your immune system. Separately, if there was some deadly bioweapon out there and they had a vaccine that really protected you, I'd take it, except they're going to add a Trojan horse. You can't trust these people because their stated goal is to hurt you through the shots. There's a reason cancer rates are over 2,000%. And here they are saying, since the poor people are dependent on government, we have a right to sterilize them. That's why they want to make you dependent, is so they can then say, well, we're going to sterilize you now or take your kids now because you are dependent. You've got to take all these vaccines when you're on welfare to get the welfare. And in those shots, they're giving you cancer viruses and everything else. You might...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.